This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 8th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today's weather across Israel is warm and sunny. In Tel Aviv, clear skies invite you to spend time outdoors. Jerusalem enjoys a mild day, perfect for exploring the city. Haifa has a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant day by the coast. Meanwhile, Eilut continues to bask in the summer sun. Here are today's headlines. First, Inet reports from earlier today that Hezbollah violated the ceasefire by launching an FPV drone at an IDF force in southern Lebanon. No casualties or damage were reported. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew notes that the United States has offered Lebanon hundreds of millions of dollars to distance itself from Iran. This proposal comes with a condition to strengthen Beirut's regime against Iranian influence. Also this hour, I-24 News reports that Israel's response to the Hezbollah attack, which killed two IDF soldiers, is not yet complete. Separately, JNS highlights that the United States has sanctioned crypto exchanges Shelbit Exchange and Aban Tether for allegedly laundering billions for the Iranian regime. And finally, Mariv reports that the U.S. Senate has approved a broad sanctions bill against Russia and Iran. This follows a demand from Trump to expand the bill to include Tehran. Reaction has been swift on social media. Joe Truesman, a Middle East analyst, posted just minutes ago. He described the Makkah Joint Defense Agreement between Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan as a direct challenge to Israel and the Abraham Accords. Not a good Jewish girl, a social media commentator, noted 32 minutes ago that media and algorithmic incentives fuel nonstop culture wars, comparing various forms of sensational journalism. Memory, a media monitoring organization, reported an hour ago that Shiite scholar Hassan Kazwini urged voters in Dearborn Heights to cast their votes as a means to deal a blow to Zionist influence. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with Hezbollah's actions. According to Ynet, the launch of an FPV drone at an IDF force marks another breach of the ceasefire agreement. This incident raises tensions along the Israel-Lebanon border, risking further military escalation. Turning to the U.S. proposal to Lebanon, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that this financial aid aims to reduce Iran's sway in Lebanon by bolstering the Lebanese army. If successful, this could shift regional power dynamics away from Tehran. Meanwhile, Israel's measured response to the deadly Hezbollah attack remains ongoing. I-24 News suggests that Israel is considering a range of strategic options. The situation underscores the fragile nature of the current ceasefire and the potential for renewed conflict. On the economic front, the U.S. sanctions on crypto exchanges, as reported by JNS, highlight the ongoing financial struggle to curb Tehran's economic activities. This move aims to tighten the economic noose around Iran, affecting its ability to fund regional proxies. And regarding the U.S. Senate's sanctions bill, as Mariv reports, the overwhelming approval signals strong legislative intent to pressure Russia and Iran. This could further strain already tense U.S.-Iran relations and complicate diplomatic efforts in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, Tech reports that El Al has turned wartime disruption into record demand, posting a $132 million quarterly profit. The airline benefited from the collapse in foreign airline capacity, leading to a 27% revenue growth. Separately, Ynet Business highlights Quant Health's innovative platform that uses AI to predict failures in clinical trials. The company has secured $45 million in funding to enhance its simulations, which could revolutionize drug development. And finally, Walla Business notes that a year after an Iranian missile strike, the Bank of Jerusalem will donate hundreds of thousands of shekels to Soroka Medical Center. This partnership aims to double the hospital's resources, improving healthcare resilience in the region. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.